All right, so we just got done talking about unexpected movies that made you cry or songs that made you cry, but I have one more question for you, Scott. This one's a little more feel-good. It's more happy. It's not about crying.
Okay.
And I'm curious about your answer to this, because movies and TV shows are kind of your niche here at the station.
I'm kind of a fan of movies and TV, yeah. I can say that.
Okay. So what TV show would you say has the best intro?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Really, and so many of them have iconic intros.
Sure. MASH pops into my head instantly for some reason.
Right. I would have to say the two that immediately come to mind for me would be The Andy Griffith Show and The Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason.
Sure, yeah. And those are iconic. So Andy Griffith, I think anybody could probably whistle that tune.
Sure. Yeah.
Then The Honeymooners is so iconic that Family Guy actually spoofed it in their beginning.
Ah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's like...
Yeah. And the Flintstones cartoon...
Yabba dabba doo!
Yeah, well, that cartoon was patterned after the Honeymooners TV series.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, those are great, great, great ones. I'm trying to think. I can't really pinpoint one. It's kind of like... it's kind of like the song that makes me cry. I don't know that I could pinpoint a show that has such an iconic beginning, but certainly the beginning of something like Friends or The Golden Girls.
Cheers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I love the, of course, the theme from Frasier at the beginning is just music, but it's the song at the end, Toss Salad and Scrambled
That's
Eggs.
That's right.
And Kelsey Grammer has such a great voice and a great singing voice. And so, yeah, that's another, you know, one of those where you can't help but just kind of be, you're singing that song long after the credits have rolled.
Yeah.
And, but you know, you mentioned MASH, and I know what a very successful and very, I mean, it is a terrific show, but I honestly have to say I've never been a fan of that show. I'll say this, it's well made. It's got a great cast. There's just some shows that, you know, like my wife is really into watching Friends and Seinfeld, which I know those are great. I know those are good shows, just like I know MASH is a good show, but I just can't get into them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear that theme from MASH,
there's like something a tune-out factor for
you. Yeah, and that doesn't take away from the high quality of the show.
Sure.
But...
Okay, so along those lines, and let me ask you, I've actually asked this as a burning question.
Okay.
Obviously, for you, MASH doesn't have a very high repeat value.
Not for me.
So what show would you say, especially for the listeners, has a very high repeat value?
Well...
We just... Seinfeld is a great example, really.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, I mentioned Andy Griffith Show and The Honeymooners, which Andy Griffith Show I watch much more often.
Mm-hmm.
Frasier, you know, as much as I like Cheers, I just those Frasier episodes, I love where the character went after Cheers. But I still watch Cheers reruns, and so that calls for repeated viewings.
Sure.
So, yeah, as a matter of fact, we were watching the Cheers episode last night where I forget the actress's name, but she was a love interest of Frasier. But he ended up going, "Get out! Get out!" And he threw her out of his apartment. You know, she just kind of wrecked the whole evening for Niles and Daphne and his dad, you know.
I haven't done it in a long time, but I used to watch a episode of The Simpsons every single night, just going through.
Now, that's a show that's been popular for years and years. I've never gotten into The Simpsons.
Have you watched any episodes?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, and I've talked with Zach Epperson from the news department about this, there was a change in the kind of the tone of the show, maybe around season 10 or something like that. I would say the beginning, season 1 through 10, is a must watch.
Uh-huh.
After that, it's a one and done. I think the writing staff had changed, and it became kind of more... I'm not even sure. The whole tone of the show really changed, especially more recently in, say, the last 5 years. It's just, it's not as good anymore.
Yeah. One show, when Debbie, she'll have on something like on the station TBS, and then when I come home, sometimes Family Guy is on, and I'm like, I'm not a fan of that show.
I've never liked Family Guy
either. I'm like, I'm going to turn this over. If you don't mind, I'm going to put on the Andrew Griffith Show. Is that okay? So I'll go over to one of the channels, like, you know, where it's commercial free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something, it's feel good about having, especially all the Barney episodes, just have those Andy Griffith show ons, have those shows on in the background.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like old friends being right there.
Well, Scott, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Old friend there.
Yeah. I appreciate the invite.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.